I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers the heady early days of West Kane. From 1870 until 1890, West Kane was a boom town, especially during the oil excitement that brought thousands of drillers, speculators, and curious big city hustlers to nearby JoJo to chase their fortunes. According to a 1964 story in the Kane Republican Centennial Edition by Rudy Anderson, the settlement of West Kane was not as we see it today at the end of Maple Street. According to Anderson, as one drives into West Kane, follow the road up the hill to the site of the old schoolhouse. There you would see down the hill about 2,000 feet the road to the old lamp black factory, which was straight ahead. There were two roads that took off from this point, one to the left, and about 3,000 feet further on, a road took off to the right. This latter road intersected with the lamp black road. It was this area that comprised the hamlet of West Kane. According to Rudy Anderson, the town of West Kane was practically built overnight. First, the hillsides and the valleys were cleared of trees and the lumber used for buildings. One tree would be in some cases sufficient to build a house. Work for the early residents was provided in the O.B. Lay clothespin factory and by Hogan and Becker, who had a machine shop there. In Kane in the Upper Allegheny, author J.E. Henretta published a brief news clip that predicted that 29 miles of clothespins could be made in a single day at the West Kane facility. The process for making these is an interesting one. It is done in just 6 motions. The first one cuts a 4-foot chunk off the log. The second saws a board from the chunk. The third saws the board into square strips. The fourth cuts the strips into clothespin lengths. The fifth turns the pin. And the sixth cuts the slot. Work was plentiful and cleared lots were bought up quickly and every type of home constructed, mostly with plank siding. Indoor plumbing was unknown. The inside walls on some homes were covered in cheesecloth, tacked on the boards and then papered. Outhouses received the same treatment, Anderson wrote. Soon barrooms, honky-tonks, and barber shops outnumbered the grocery stores. According to Anderson, a visit to the barber shop every Saturday night was customary. Not for a shave or a haircut, just a trim of the bushy beard and long hair. The roads, called streets, as there were no sidewalks, were dusty in the summer and muddy in the wet weather. According to Anderson, Alf Shorty Evans built a large pond on Short Street and a huge ice house. Ice was cut in the winter and stored in the ice house covered with sawdust. Daily delivery of ice throughout West Kane and the Kane vicinity was common then. The pond was also used for skating in the winter and swimming in the summer, and crowds came from miles around to enjoy the sport. From 1869 until 1906, the pond was also used for baptismal services by Baptist churches who used it for immersions, Anderson remembers. During the boom years, a schoolhouse was erected on the site of the present-day stone quarry. Anderson remembers that children's clothing at the time was often fashioned from feed sacks whose original markings were sometimes visible. When the oil excitement quickly fizzled out in nearby JoJo, many of the town's original residents moved into Kane to find more comfortable living conditions. My second great-grandfather, William Craig Rose, was one of those original residents. No doubt drawn by the allure of the oil excitement, Grandpa Billy, as he is remembered, packed up his family of 7, including my second great-grandmother, Nancy McMullen, to move from Clarion County to West Kane in 1886. Rudy Anderson's grandson, Gary Anderson, a native of West Kane, was a prisoner in Hanoi for 6 years during the Vietnam War, is remembered as one of Kane's great heroes. He was killed in a training flight in San Diego in 1973. According to Rudy Anderson, who wrote in his West Kane memory story almost 10 years earlier in 1964, many early residents of West Kane sent their families off into the world with the virtues learned from their honest, hard-working, and steadfast parents. I could not agree more. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.